Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We are in our spring fun drive today. More about that in a few minutes. But first, joining us to talk about personal finance and other savings issues is personal finance advisor Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's Financial Planner. Jonathan has devoted a good stretch of his career to public media audiences like you on television and radio, helping them make the most of their money. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ann, and let's make this next hour the fun drive. We can talk about money.
Oh, good point. Fun drive. Okay, interesting. Double intro. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge at the $60 level, we will send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order it online. But you can get Money Smarts right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond, it's amazing what $60 can get you these days, really, if you think about it.
That's true. I know because I hear from other public radio listeners and members who have received this in the past. It's only been out, it hasn't been out a long time, but they like it. It's easy to read. It's got a lot of tips. I like to give money tips. And my objective is to help everybody become smarter about money. And that's important these days, particularly amidst this protracted uncertainty that we're going through.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you do with so much happening in Washington, all the scramble over tax changes and tax reform and so forth?
Well, and everything, you know, the markets have risen mightily. But on the other hand, this is becoming a very, very challenging investment market. And I want to talk more about that later on. But suffice it to say, we had a wonderful first quarter of 2013. And for stocks, bonds are really problematic these days. Mm-hmm. And now we're going through the, periodic declines in stocks, which frighten people, although I hasten to add that those are inevitable. And, you know, often the best thing to do if you're well diversified is nothing. And part of what we're offering as a thank you gift is going to give you, I'll take a good hard look at how you're investing and make suggestions that I think will make a difference in your financial future.
Let me tell people about that at the $120 pledge level. Our gift to you, our thank you gift to you, is the Money Smarts Financial Planner, the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report. This planner has been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart financial planning. And also at that level, if you want, you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner, I should say, or you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner, the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report on that, and it has been revised as well and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart investment planning. And at the $225 level, both of those planners and the Money Smarts book, Jonathan Pond's newest book. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and post your question or comments there. You said it's a challenging investment period. It looks good when you're just listening to it casually.
Well, exactly, because everybody focuses on the stock market, and people should have a good dollop of their money. I'm not sure all of it in stocks, but there are four major categories of investments, really, for the mainstream investments. There's stocks, bonds, cash-type investments like savings accounts, and finally precious metals, notably gold. Well, let's look at what's happened so far this year. Stocks have done very well. double-digit gains, as they had, by the way, the last couple of years, only to set back in the second and third quarters and then rebound smartly in the fourth quarter. So this setback is nothing new. But stocks have been doing well. Bonds are really, I'm really struggling with them. The average bond, even when adding in the interest it pays, lost a bit of value over the first quarter of this year. The end of the great bond bull market is nigh, simply because interest rates have sunk to rock bottom levels. So
right.
the outlook for bonds is problematic. Cash, you know, for years now hasn't paying anything. I mean, I looked recently, and in order for somebody to have $50,000 who wants to invest in 3 months or treasury bills, they need about $40 million in order to generate $50,000 in income. So you can't get anything off cash. They cash has two guarantees. You know, it's safe, and people like that. It won't lose value. But the other thing is, it's another guarantee, it's guaranteed to lose ground to inflation. And now we have gold. I had the pleasure of doing a national radio interview on Monday talking about how, just before it really took a tumble, mm-hmm. about how people have these crazy expectations of gold, and it's just way, way overpriced. And the people that think it's a great investment, unless I guess you fill teeth with it, perhaps, had better rethink it. So we got stocks doing well, kind of at scary high levels. Bonds going nowhere. I'm really troubled by bonds. Cash, you wasting your money unless you really want safety. I couldn't sleep at night with a lot of money in cash. And then gold, which I think now has had a comeuppance that's likely to sober people about the efficacy of having a lot of gold in your portfolio. So I want to talk a little later, and one thing I'm revising in the investment planner, there are certain categories of investments which are called low correlation investments that don't move in lockstep with the stock and bond markets. And I like these. It doesn't mean they won't lose value, but they tend to pay nice dividends. They tend to be in areas that are attractive at this point, particularly for sissies like me. I consider myself an investment sissy because I'm always scared. I don't mind losing money from time to time, but I don't want to lose a lot.
Can you explain how your planners work for listeners who may not have heard these explanations before? Your Money Smarts investment planner and mm-hmm. also your Money Smarts financial planner.
Okay. I'm proud to say, are the number one and number two most successful thank you gifts or most popular thank you gifts ever offered in public broadcasting. And it's taken on a life of its own, and I'm very proud to devote an awful lot of time to it. But it's simple from the standpoint of the members who are smart enough to either access WOSU.org or dial 1-866-897-9678. The similarities between the two is you get a questionnaire shortly after you make your pledge. You can fill it out on paper and mail it back to me, or you can, as most people do, do it on the internet. It's entirely confidential. As a matter of fact, if you do it on the internet, we don't even need to know your name. You get a password, and we know the password is good, and you can fill out your questionnaire online. Questionnaires are simple, take about a half hour each to fill out, and then it's up to me, and you will receive a report either by email, takes about a week, or by mail, takes probably around 3 weeks. You'll receive a report that is filled with information pertaining to your own circumstances. This is interesting, Ann. One of the questions we ask is who helps you with your investments? I do it myself, or I have an investment advisor, is the answer. The majority of people have investment advisors and financial planners, and what they're looking for is a second opinion,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I think everybody needs a second opinion on financial matters, largely because there's so much biased advice being given out there. You don't have to worry about old Jonathan being biased. My only bias is for you to support this great organization, which I had the opportunity of visiting last year out in Columbus and helping out. But your report is filled with information. It's nicely organized. It's understandable. It's helpful. I have summaries so that you don't feel overwhelmed, like a priority list is included. What are the most important things to do now? Check them off and then work down the list.
And you can keep it. You don't have to worry about taking notes and so forth with your financial advisor or waiting for their summary to arrive in the mail. It's there, and you can just keep referring back to it.
You keep it, and it is something that really can help you. And one reason this has been so successful in public broadcasting, it's only available through public broadcasting. First of all, don't try to call my office and ask for it, because it isn't going to work. You need to make a pledge. That's my pledge to public television. I'm a big supporter of public television and radio, I should say. But there are two reports. There's a planner and an investor. The planner looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, helping educate, pay for college education if you have kids. If you don't, or they're out of the nest, I'm not sure that happens anymore these days, but I won't waste your time with that because it doesn't apply to you. Planning your estate, a bit of investment advice, minimizing your income taxes, planning for your retirement, or if you're retired already, thriving throughout your retirement. A third of the people, members, are already retired. I don't forget about you when you're retired like so many do in the financial industry. That's the planner. The investor, the Money Smarts investment planner, takes an in-depth look at your investments, shows how I think you should diversify your investments, makes specific recommendations of the kinds of investments so you'll know what percentage, what kind of investment, and I'll even recommend no-load mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that are really outstanding. We take great pride in what I advise, and the funds I would recommend for Ann are different from the funds I would recommend for you, because everybody's situation is different. Here's something. I've had two major financial services companies approach me recently and say, your planners are so disruptive to our models, the way the financial services industry does business, that somebody should buy them off you just to kill them. I sent it to a friend of mine. He's a senior. He runs financial planning for one of the five largest financial services companies in the world. He emailed me back. He said, If our company took this, which it isn't available to their company, I'd be out of a job. So it's a powerful tool, and I think it is something well worth your support, because why are we here? I'm giving you a good reason, whether you're a member already, you're due for renewal, or a new member. I'm giving you a reason to call in, because – certainly, your pledge of support is going to help WOSU, and it richly deserves it, but we're going to help you.
Thanks to Sharon Prim Conley in Columbus and also Mary Liske in Columbus. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. My guest, PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond, he's offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for anyone in any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. And thanks for your support. Jonathan, one of the things we haven't mentioned is the newsletter.
Right.
And I think I found on it this time 13 financial resolutions for 2013.
Correct. Yes, you did.
The newsletter is only for people who subscribers. I mean, it's not no. That's thrown in there. I should
it's
say
it's a paid subscription.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could pay for it or make a pledge at any level of $60 or above, and I'll be happy to send you a one-year subscription. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful newsletter. It has thousands upon thousands of subscribers. It's called Ponderings. There's no ego involved in that. But it's funny. I think Ann will attest to that because she is mm-hmm. a subscriber. It's funny. It's informative. It has smart money tips every week. And I give a little summary of what's going on in the investment markets. Easy to read. Lands in your inbox every Monday morning for a year.
The first financial resolution was check your investment diversification.
Yeah.
Once again, 2012, pretty good year for stocks. But so you want to make sure that it's balanced out again in 2013.
That's for sure, because stocks rose and you want to rebalance. And I'll show you how to do that in your the Money Smarts Investment Planner report. You want to rebalance, which means when stocks are way up, you sell a bit of stocks. You take the money off the table, and because you don't want to ride a bull market up to the point where you have so much money in stocks that you really get hammered by a bear market, which is the declining market. So there's a lot of information in Ponderings, and a lot of it relates specifically to your reports. So I like to think of it as a weekly reminder of things that you might want to do to improve your financial life. You know, taking baby steps. And it doesn't matter what your financial situation is. We had one recently for a person who had a single mother in her 20s who had an income of under $20,000. And, you know, people say, oh, your reports are for public broadcasting people. They've got money and da-da-da-da-da. Well, not all of them have money. Many of them are going through tough times. This person is going through tough times. And the report really helped. It didn't say, oh, go do an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, if you can take 1% of your income and put it toward an IRA, that would be great. And I said, she was concerned about educating her kids. I said, that's an important concern, but you got more important things to do now. There's time, and they will get an education. So it whatever your situation, we had somebody, believe it or not, several years ago from Northern California who had a investment portfolio of $100 million. And he wrote back and he said, you know, the idea, he said, I have a lot of high-priced advisors, but the ideas you gave me, they overlooked them. It was very helpful for me as a second opinion. Mm.
Thanks to Gwendolyn Cartledge in Columbus and also Robert Davis in Worthington. Thanks again for your support. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond about your personal finances, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org, or you can go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. We have an email from Mary Jo. She asks, what is the difference between a mutual fund and an exchange-traded fund?
Excellent question. They're both tools that are great for average investors, even substantial investors, because you pool your money with others, and they own not one stock or one bond, but hundreds of them.
And this is true for the mutual and the exchange-traded?
And the exchange-traded uh-huh. fund. The only difference is the exchange-traded fund, as the name implies, is sold on the stock exchange. And sometimes that's beneficial. They tend to have lower expenses than mutual funds. If you don't have a brokerage account or if you don't want to pay brokerage commissions, there's a middle ground between a mutual fund and an exchange-traded fund, and that's an index fund. And, for instance, Vanguard, among others, has very nice index funds. They also have exchange-traded funds, and they also have mutual funds. Now, your investment planner report is going to have specific investments that make sense for your situation, and it includes a large dollop of all three, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and index funds, and it tells you in proportion based upon your profile, how comfortable you are with investments, and it'll pick funds out. And it's a marvelous thing. Nobody does it. Nobody. You know, the financial services industry, it galls me that they put everybody into the same thing. I saw one a few years ago. A couple of people sent me their portfolios to review. One was age 25, you know, was an aggressive investor. You know, at that age, you want a lot of stocks. One was 75, was more conservative, of course. Well, this firm recommended the same funds and the same proportions for both of them. It's absolutely ludicrous, and I think that's one reason why the financial services industry is so threatened by this. And to which I reply, Ann, I don't know whether you can see me, but I'm thumbing my nose. You know, I'm a middle child. I like to rile things up a little bit.
Oh, me too.
And good for you. Good for you. I would have surmised. And I really think these will make a difference in your financial life. I get letters all the time from people. Where are they? Well, they're from all walks of life, but one commonality is they are members of their local public broadcasting station. And it's, you know, I get excited about this because I know it makes a difference. I know it's an awful lot of work for me. This WOSU membership is smart, and they are great supporters of WOSU, and as a result, there's a lot of work that I'm going to be confronted with in short order. But, you know, I'm making a difference one person at a time, and that's what I like to do.
Thanks to Peter Anderson in Columbus. Thanks for your support, Peter. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. What a week we've had, right? We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for 40 minutes or an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Once again, 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. One of the resolutions, and it's something you've said every time I've ever talked to you, is live beneath your means. That doesn't mean that part of your means can't include an investment in your favorite radio station, WOSU 89.7.
There is a tax benefit to it as well. So that's one of the keys. There's an old Eastern European saying that the difference between a rich person and a poor person is the poor person earns a dollar and spends a dollar one, and the rich person earns a dollar and spends 99 cents. Well, it might not be totally accurate, but the sentiment is indeed accurate. And I would suggest, as we talk about this, if you're dawdling between the planner and the investor, consider taking advantage of both. And with the book on top of that, as well as the 1-year subscription to my weekly newsletter at the $225 level.
We've talked about this before, and I've talked with people who have done it. They have kids, and their kids are at different stages of their life. One's just getting ready to graduate from college. Another one's been out for 5 or 6 years and has been making some dough, has a 401k and so forth. And, you know, maybe the investment planner is better for that one who's a little bit more knee-deep in the situation, and the financial planner's nice for somebody who's just getting started, and maybe you've got somebody in high school or something, and the book to go with it.
Exactly.
Is something for them to look at, because one of your other resolutions is help your kids become financially savvy.
Yeah, Yeah. And it's so so important to do that. We do the best we can. There's Pond's law of how did my kid turn out that way? And this law is no matter how assiduous you are in inculcating your children with financial responsibility, one of them will turn out with appalling financial habits. But that's okay. You do the best you can, and it really is important. I'm delighted now that, well, somewhat delighted that my kids said they wanted to do IRAs this year, which is wonderful. The two that have jobs, the last one's in college, but the two that have jobs wanted to do their IRA, and I said, that's wonderful, at which time they called my wife up and said to her, Dad says we should do IRAs, but we're broke. So they did IRAs, small ones, I might add. I have not been informed of this, but I am aware that this happened. That's okay.
Hey, thanks to John Jewett in Westerville. Thanks for your support. Once again, those numbers, that number to call if you want to make your pledge right now, 1-866-897-9678, or you can go online to WOSU.org and talk to the volunteer. You can see online, you can read more about our thank you gifts for this hour with Jonathan Pond. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We do have an email from Charlotte. She says, what's a good way for a layperson to look up green, i.e. environmentally friendly companies, that are also run well according to sound business practices? I'm only an hourly wage worker B with a 401k, but I want to put my stock money into something the next generations can live with after I've kicked the bucket.
Well, good for you, Charlotte. Hopefully that bucket kicking won't be for a long, long time. One of the things is, because this is not an uncommon request, so your investment planner report, if you take advantage of it, will have what are called socially responsible mutual funds in them. And I think the best way, rather than to buy individual stocks, is to buy a fund, in essence, a green fund. And some of them are really good, some of them are not so good, and we'll give you two or three, I recall. I think I give you three.
Is that a question really you ask, whether or not that's something that's important to the investor?
No. Okay. No, I don't. But when I select the funds for them, I assume that they might want to consider one. I have a funds, you know, the typical large cap funds and corporate bond funds and international funds and things like that. And then I have a separate section for people that may want to a particular sector. And that includes social choice funds, includes healthcare, technology, areas like that are of interest to many people.
Also, same-sex marriage is still not legal in Ohio. It's, in fact, banned by the Constitution, mm-hmm. but the questionnaire acknowledges spouses or partners.
Yes, it does. It does. And I was early on in that. And we're now getting more and more questionnaires in from states where that allow married partners, married couples, and in which case it's no different than an opposite sex marriage, but we have a lot of people in partnered relationships, and their financial life is somewhat different. I mean, we have to recognize that and point it out to them. But I think more accepting times are ahead. We certainly have provision for partnered relationships as well as divorcing people and what have you. I think the best compliment I've received ever is someone who said, you know, reading the report is like having Jonathan sitting in our living room dispensing some financial wisdom as if he really and intimately knows our financial life. Well, the questionnaire is easy to fill out, but I've worked very hard on that, and it gives me the information that I need to be able to make those recommendations and to to whack you a bit with my foam rubber bat where you need to be whacked, and praise you when you need to be praised. So, but the objective is to do stuff with your financial life, and most of it is pretty straightforward.
Thanks to Molly Hinkle in Canal Winchester and also Carol Richardson in Columbus. Thanks so much for your support. Perhaps you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher often. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. People are always asking me, how do you cover so many different topics? How do you decide what you're going to do? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of concentration. We're inspired by the events of the day and, of course, inspired by a lot of our listeners. From news of the day to long-term trends, you're going to hear about all of it on this show, and you are part of the conversation. Listeners around Columbus and around the state are invited to join the dialogue, to weigh in and to tell their story. We air on 89.7. We're also streaming live on the website, and you can check out our archives and so forth if you want to catch up that way. But this is something that only happens on public radio, regardless of how you digest it. To support local programming that is truly local, call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Again, 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond often talks about how it is a labor of love to do this for public media audiences, and it is a labor of love for those of us at WOSU and 89.7 NPR News as well.
And let me interject here, if I may, mm-hmm. Ann. That your support will make a big difference. It really does make a big difference in this wonderful, accessible community resource. And I can say that from my delightful visit to the WOSU studios last year.
We had a lot of fun.
I can assure you that your support does not go to fancy furniture or oak paneling. It is a modest studio, and there the money goes for great programming and great employees like Ann Fisher, who is just wonderful and has a national reputation, I might add. The other stations, I say I'm going to go on Ann Fisher's show, and they are jealous, literally jealous. So you do a great job.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And it's worthwhile of your support. You know, there are so many worthy charitable, essentially nonprofit organizations out there, yeah. But I can't think of one that has the outreach of a public radio station and bringing great programming and good education to people from all financial walks of life. I mean, it really is an accessible, universal resource, and it's just got great programming, and it's a great way to invest your money. And when you do, I pledge myself to get you the best information I can for your situation, to help you do better and your loved ones do better.
This is Listener Supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we are offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $225, you will receive Jonathan's book, The Updated Money Smarts, and The Money Smarts Financial Planner, and The Money Smarts Investment Planner. It is a great deal for $225. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. These thank you gifts we are talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. Thanks to Chris Tremaines in Worthington. Thanks so much for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. Jonathan, I'm going to ask people to call in. No one's called in with a question yet, and I don't know if they're being shy or what, but give us a call if you have a question for Jonathan. 614-292-8513. It's free. So email us at allsides@wosu.org if you like, and you can check out our Facebook page as well. You know, I did have a couple questions. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm still, you know, you made a vague reference to this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 in 10 Americans ages 25 to 34 are living with their parents to save money or because they are unemployed.
Yeah.
And with the chicks leaving the nest a bit later, mom and dad, might they be worse off? Do they have to be worse off? Tell us about what you're advising people in those kinds of situations.
This is a real problem for some reasonably affluent but not really well-off families, and that is they end up, you know, there's a thin line between helping your child over a rough patch and enabling that child. And I see more and more of this enabling behavior where people move back in and they know a good thing when they've got it. And they lose all incentive to become more productive in their lives. I had a situation not too long ago with a client whose son was living at home and decided he wanted to move out. And his father said, well, give me a budget for what it would cost you if you moved out. He gave him a budget of $100,000. So I told the father to tell him to go on welfare. So the father told him to go on welfare. And believe me, that guy who was a professional, had, you know, talented guy, did that get him moving finally? But in the meantime, the father had spent an awful lot of money that he couldn't afford with these kids, and it's difficult, and particularly difficult with younger people having more and more difficulty finding jobs. You want to support them, but you also don't want to jeopardize your financial future, and most people stand that risk with kids, and you have to draw the line. It's awfully difficult to do that, but you know, unfortunately, some kids don't really care if you're sacrificing your financial future because they deem that they need the money. And you know, I don't want to sound like hard nosed on this, but at times you have to become hard nosed. You spend decades saving up, and then you have to support some kid who's lying on a couch, obviously, you know, depressed about his or her prospects in the job market. But wow, you know, I wish there were a magic bullet, but you have to be careful about those things.
Thanks to Don Paisley in Hebron and also Heidi Yoakum in Columbus. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher. I just want to remind folks about the thank you gifts. At the pledge of $120, you can pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal financial report done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you personalized financial planner. That is for a pledge of $120. You can go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. You can get your finances back on track in this changed economy. Call 1-866-897-9678. And for $225, receive Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and the Personalized Investment Planner. That's a $225 pledge of support to 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And a reminder that the investment planner and the
financial planner
don't have to be used by either the person making the pledge or the same person in any event.
But on the other hand, if you want to fill out both, there's no overlap between them. So the two of them, the financial planner and the investment planner, really provide a nice, what was referred to in the media a while back as the gold standard for objective personal financial planning advice. So do call in now, 866-897-9678, or visit WOSU.org and show your support. And allow me the opportunity and the privilege. It is indeed a privilege to help you, whatever your situation might be. You're just starting out. You've been through a tough time, getting ready to retire. You might be retired and worried about your prospects for a long life and supporting yourself financially. I'll look at those and and give you some advice that I think you'll find is to the point, but I'm not going to depress you. It's always better to be hopeful and helpful. That's what you'll find here, and we're 3/4 of the way through this hour, so please call and take advantage of these, because you're not going to find them anywhere else. And as well, we should also mention, Anne, that at any pledge of $60, that's the for the book, and above, I'll be happy to provide you with a 1-year email subscription to my newsletter, my weekly newsletter. And you'll have a lot of fun with that. With Ponderings, yes. You'll have a lot of fun with that. And I have a lot of fun writing it and getting it out. I get generally compliments about it. And sometimes people take offense at it. And what are they? They work for the big financial firms. And they don't like me saying things like, hey, you know, a credit union will generally cut a better deal for you than a bank. Hey, that's true. And I know the credit unions have a certain advantage over the federal law, and the banks don't. And to which I say to the bankers, well, you know, I realize you have a disadvantage, but my objective is to help people. And if you get a better deal through your credit union than the bank, you go to the credit union. That's it.
No matter what, check what your options are.
Of course, yeah. And generally speaking, it's. You know, rarely do you have all of your money at a credit union or all of your money in a bank. It's usually, most things in your life, in your financial life, are not either or. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other, and just find out who gives you the better deal. That's it.
614-292-8513 is the number to call, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. I'm talking right now with personal financial advisor Jonathan Pond. He's the author of a book. It's called Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. It's based on the PBS television special hosted by Jonathan Pond, America's Financial Planner. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us at 614-292-8513. Or if you'd like to make that pledge of support right now, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. We just have a few minutes left in the hour. We need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs, such as Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. Or you can make a pledge of $125 and pick up the personalized investment planner. And at the $225 pledge level, you can get both and Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. If $60 is all you can afford this time around, our thank you gift to you is the Jonathan Pond's Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And in any event, I'm sure that Jonathan would always say, and I always say, give what you can afford, give
exactly.
what you can manage. That's the most prudent thing to do. And we appreciate your support of WOSU and 89.7 NPR News at any levels. Thanks to Nancy Verber and Powell, and thanks also to Lyndon White in Reynoldsburg for your support of WOSU and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We know that you prefer, Jonathan Pond, that people spend their money instead of worrying about leaving it behind for
mm-hmm.
their heirs. But some folks will, no matter what, and are in some cases would like to pass some cash along now to help their unemployed or struggling
sure.
children.
Sure.
Is there a way to help without getting whacked by taxes on either end? Now, we don't have the inheritance or in Ohio anymore.
Right. Well, if you can afford it, make gifts to kids, because people are living so long these days that if you wait until you die to pass on an inheritance, you know, chances are they're going to get it just a few months before your kids have to enter a nursing home. So so if you can help them, by all means do so. Now, you can make annual gifts to children, and these gifts will, you know, subject to a 13,000, I think it's 14,000 now. I apologize. I'll find out. But you can make those gifts to anybody. You could make them to Ann and me if you wish. You're nuts if you do, but you can make them to anybody, and that can be very helpful. And it's not taxable to the kid or whomever you give it to, and it's not tax deductible for you, but it is one way of moving money between generations without incurring any taxes. And that's a that's a very helpful thing to do if you can afford it, and there's nothing sacrosanct if it's a few thousand. I think, you know, what I've done, what I'm doing for my kids is, who are in their early 20s, is helping them with their IRAs, and I, you know, they're starting to get the drift that, hey, I better start saving for the future, and knowing that they can't tap into these things for a long time. Although if you can put the money into a Roth IRA, by the way, I'm going to help you with this in your Money Smarts Planner report, if you have kids. If you can, if they're young, they don't have a lot of income, put the money into a Roth IRA. And while it would be wonderful to have them use that money when they retire, they can also take it out early for the down payment of a house.
Oh.
So you can have a double benefit. So I'm all for it. If you can afford it, and you might only be able to afford $1,000 or $2,000, it's important. And as a grandparent, if you can afford it for young adult grandchildren, what a message to send to them that my grandparents or my parents think it's so important that I put money away for decades, that they're helping me do that. And it's a nice thing to be able to do, and the tax regulations look with favor on such transactions.
We have about 7 minutes left in the show today. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, to make that pledge right now, or go online to WOSU.org, and you can go to our secure server and make your pledge and your show of support for All Sides with Dan Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. Right now, right today, while I'm on the phone with Jonathan Pond, you can also call us. We still have time to take questions at 614-292-8513. We have an email from Lou. Lou writes, since bonds may not do that well in the future, should I move current money out of my retirement bond fund and lower my current allocation to bonds? What about inflation-linked bonds? Are they also at risk in the future?
Okay, a good question, Lou. I would lighten up on bonds and go, perhaps, if you can go straight bonds or regular bonds. I happen to like TIPS. They haven't been doing very well because now there's this thought that inflation is lower than had been anticipated. But believe me, we're going to go through some inflation sooner rather than later. So I like Treasury inflation protected securities. Excuse me. The one exchange traded fund is TIP, T-I-P, where you can put some money. The other things, I'll talk about it because the question was raised quite appropriately. What about these low correlation investments that I like?
Is this the inflation linked ones?
One of them is the inflation linked bonds, but the other one are things that aren't quite substitute for bonds. They're riskier than bonds, but I like them in a portfolio now, which I'm going to mention, of course, if you take advantage of the investment planner. Things like utilities, real estate, and you can get mutual funds, index funds, or exchange-traded funds that invest in these. Commodities are kind of interesting. I'm a contrarian. Commodities have gone nowhere. They've declined in value. Some of the experts say that the outlook for commodities is terrible. That makes me want to buy them. because the experts are usually wrong for a long-term investment. So things, healthcare, I like just because we're of an aging population. I'll show you in your report what makes sense. But yes, the answer to your question, I would lighten up somewhat on bonds. The problem is within a 401k is what choices do you have in lieu of bonds? But emphasize dividend-paying stocks if you have to move it out of bonds and you don't have a lot of choices for utilities or gas pipeline partnerships are an attractive vehicle right now. Again, these tend to move somewhat in, a little bit differently than stocks and bonds overall.
Thanks to Jennifer Alutman in Westerville, and thanks to Roger Harrison in Worthington. Thanks so much for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher and WOSU 89.7 NPR News. We just have about 4 minutes left in the hour. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. Remember, this is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $225, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $225, not to mention the fact that you're showing your support and you are supporting. And the only way we can depend on your public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. All Sides with Dan Fisher is here, and thanks to listener support only, listeners like you giving what they can to support this programming.
And there's still a bit of time left.
Mm-hmm. There's still time. There's three minutes.
Two quick items. Another that I neglected to mention, another low-correlation investment that I think has some attractive prospects are preferred stocks. And again, the investment planner report will explain all this stuff to you. Mm-hmm. And the annual gift exclusion, I was saying, is it 13 or is it 14? It's 14,000 in 2013. It was 13,000 last year. Now, that's a lot of money to be able to give away to kids, but as long as it's not over 14,000 per donor, you can do it.
Okay.
But the best donor type item right now is to call and perhaps step up to the $225 level and let me have at it with your finances. Very confidential. I don't even need your name if you use the email option. I've never violated anybody's confidentiality. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the air now.
By the way, it's graduation season. Some of these things could make great gifts for people graduating from college, maybe getting their master's,
yeah.
Finally getting that PhD or whatever. And sure, they might be in a lot of debt. Maybe not, if they're lucky. Maybe now's the time to do that. It's a nice gift season opportunity. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call right now. We have about a minute and a half left in the hour. You can also go online to WOSU.org and to our secure server and make your pledge of support there. Read more about our thank you gifts for this hour. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times, we talk to one guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support us now, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Again, that's 1-866-897-9678. And Jonathan Pond, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it, as always.
Well, thank you very much, and a particular shout-out to those of you who are members of this great organization, and I just advise you that there's still a bit of time to call in and make your pledge and say thank you to WOSU for what it does for you every day of the year.
Thanks for listening to All Sides today. This is listener-supported WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus and streaming on the web at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.